So the Gemara at the end of Sanhedrin asked the following question: how do we know that there's a concept of Tchiyas HaMesim? We say it every day in the Mechaya HaMesim. What is the source in the Torah that there's a concept of resurrection of the dead? One of the basic tenets, one of the Yud Gimel Ikarim, that we believe in reward and punishment. In fact, that's what the commentators point out. If it's such an important Iker, so how come there's very little, in fact, no explicit mention of it? If the fact that Gemara is asking the question, if I could just open up a Chumash and read it, we wouldn't ask, where is the source? Why was it set up that way? Because the rabbis were well aware that if we put too much emphasis on the next world, we negate this world. So it's true we believe in the next world. It's what we do in this world, how good of a person you are, how much Torah mitzvah you, that will control your next world. If you put too much, if you overemphasize the next world, then why won't I rush to get there? People become suicide bombers and other things. So the rabbis were well aware, and therefore there wasn't an overemphasis on it. In fact, we don't even know where it is in the Chumash. The Gemara has to ask, where is it from? So where is it from? So the different sources, but one source is from Parshas Korach. The Torah tells us that Aaron HaKohen, not this Aaron HaKohen, maybe him also, but Aaron HaKohen, Moshe's brother in the Bible, Aaron HaKohen is going to eat truma. The Torah talks about the gifts given to the Kohen, and one of them is the truma. So it says Aaron is going to eat the truma. The question is, what do you mean Aaron's going to eat the truma? He died before the Jewish people entered the land of Israel. And as we all know, truma is one of the mitzvahs hatuyis ba'aretz. It's one of the mitzvahs dependent on, it's an agricultural mitzvah dependent on having the kedushas ha'aretz, having the sanctity of the land. So Aaron died before in the Midbar. So what do you mean he's going to eat truma? So we know it took, and not only once they entered Eretz Yisrael, it took them 14 years, 7 years of conquering and 7 years of dividing until the land was given to kedushas ha'aretz. So what does it mean Aaron's going to eat truma? So the Gemara says it must be what? After he died, so there's going to be Tchiyas HaMesim, there's going to be a resurrection of the dead, and then once he comes back to life, B'Mos HaMashiach, after the Mashiach comes, then he will eat the truma. So that's what the Gemara says. We see from here the concept of the resurrection of the dead, because how could Aaron HaKohen eat truma if it didn't exist? It exists later on, and that's the Gemara's proof. So what do we see from this Gemara? That a Kohen, after a Kohen dies and comes back to life, apparently he's still a Kohen. I assume that's true for Levi Yisrael also, but it affects the Kohen the most. But that seems to be from this Gemara, a Kohen dies and comes back to life, he has a din of a Kohen. So there's a famous question from the Tumim. He lived in the late 1800s, early 1900s. He was a big goan. In fact, Rav Shmuel Solant, who is the chief rabbi, the head of the rabbi in Yerushalayim, and he was very old. And he's wanted to get someone to prepare. So when he passes on, they'll have someone to take over. So the Aderes was much younger than him. So it's probably like 20, 30 years younger than him. But as the Maisa goes, he ended up outliving the Aderes, and he gave the hesped at the funeral. But nevertheless, the Aderes was a great goan. Many interesting stories with him. So the Aderes has the following question. He says, the Gemara tells us in Brachas that when someone, there's a discussion when, I think it was Rav Avo was having a party because he fell ill when he got better, a sudas hodah. He wanted to thank God for getting better. So he was there with Rav Zeira. So the Gemara is discussing who gets to lead the davening, not the davening, the benching. Who gets to lead the zimun, the benching? So they're going back and forth. Is it the balabayas? Is it the head of the household? That would be Rav Avo. Do you give it to the guest, the oreach? You know, it's the saying balabayas, botzeah, v'orech mevorech. The balabayas cuts the bread and the guest blesses. But that's the discussion in the Gemara. The Gemara concluded Rav Zeira, he let Rav Zeira bench. So, and seemingly because you give it to the guest, not the head of the household. So comes along the Adar, says, wait a second. The Yerushalmi tells us, the Jerusalem Talmud tells us, Rav Zera was a Kohen. So we know if Rav Zera was a Kohen, so what's this whole Dreya in the Gemara? Who goes first? We have a mitzvah min HaTorah, v'kidashto, the Pasuk in Parashas Emor, that the Kohanim have special status, and one of the things is they do, they lead the benching. So what's the, why did they say simply, the reason why they gave it to Rav Zera, because he was a Kohen. So why does the Gemara seem to ignore the fact he was a Kohen? So Adara says, because it's another Gemara, another famous Gemara, Gemara Megillah, Zayin Amid Beis, I believe, the famous Gemara with Rav Zera, the same Rav Zera, he was over at someone's house on Purim. That's what happens when you drink too much on Purim. So basically, he was killed, and then he was brought back to life. They did different commentaries whether he actually died or not. Some say he died, and he was, and then we had to do Tchiyas HaMesim. So the Adara says, so that must be the Pshat, because why? It's true Rav Zera was a Kohen, but once he was dead, and then he came back to life, he was no longer a Kohen, because the only reason you're a Kohen, we all know the old joke, so I'll skip it now, but you're only a Kohen because the father's a Kohen. His father was a Kohen. So, but now that he had Tchiyas HaMesim, it's like it's like someone who converted to Jews, a newborn baby, a cousin Shigdil. I'm a new person, so apparently I'm not a Kohen anymore. So we see from this Gemara, he says, against the Gemara in Sanhedrin, we just said in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, what's the proof that there's a Tchiyas HaMesim, there's a resurrection of the dead? The Torah tells us Aaron HaKohen is going to eat Truma. He can't eat Truma now. It must be he's eating Truma later. So he's, and what's implied? That he retains his status as a Kohen. But we see from this Gemara, Rav Zera was a Kohen, and he lost his kahuna because the Gemara doesn't say they gave Rav Zera. So that's what Adara says. We see from this Gemara that a Kohen, once he passes on and he comes back at Tchiyas HaMesim, he is no longer a Kohen. So how do we reconcile the two Gemaras? So someone explain as follows. So the question is, why is Aaron HaKohen different? So someone says, because why is this Aaron HaKohen a Kohen? Because his father was a Kohen and his father was a Kohen. However, the real Aaron, or I should say the original Aaron HaKohen, his father wasn't a Kohen. He became a God made, and he was, in essence, he was a Kohen. So therefore, Aaron, if the only reason I'm a Kohen is because my father's a Kohen, once I do Tchiyas HaMesim, I have no connection to my father. I come back, I'm a regular person, so I'm no longer a Kohen. But the Aaron HaKohen, Moshe's brother, he was in essence a Kohen, so therefore he retains his kahuna. So according to this, the average Kohen will lose his kahuna, but it's only a special halach of Aaron HaKohen. Others want to say, perhaps you could say a different answer. When do we say that a Kohen is no longer a Kohen after he comes back from Tchiyas HaMesim? It's a private affair. This wasn't part of Maisa Bereishis. A terrible tragedy happened, something happened at the Purim Suda, Rav Zera was killed. So whatever, a miracle happened, they did Tchiyas HaMesim, that's a personal, that's not part of the Derech HaTeva. So in that situation, you lose your kahuna. But the average person, when everyone's coming back for Tchiyas HaMesim, that's part of life. We're born, we die, that's Tchiyas HaMesim. So hopefully when we all come back in Tchiyas HaMesim, we're going to retain our status, because that is the normal way. The reason why Rav Zera lost his status of a Kohen, that was a special private affair, and a private affair, if you have a miracle of Tchiyas HaMesim, according to the Adaris, you lose your status of a Kohen. Rabbi Hananya Menachash Omer, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu, Wazak Ezeo Hira Torah Mitzvah Shlemar, Adonai Chavei, Yoman Tiko, Yaldiyot Torah, Yadir. Yikadam.